school is now out, and we now come to the reality of the baseball writer on this Sunday morning. It's Alex Pavlovich. He writes for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Tremendous blog, and I tell him this all the time. It's always a pleasure to have him on. So, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I wish I could have Ron and Bam Bam on my blog. That would help quite a bit.
They were terrific, weren't they, today?
They were. And I thought you asked some good questions. And I like that. I know fans got upset about some things last night, the stealing the base and the challenge, but I thought they made great points on that.
Yeah, you know, the one thing we learn about baseball, there's a reason for everything. We tend to sit back and say, why did they do that? How come this didn't happen? These things are well thought out. Now, you have to ask the questions and find out what the reasons are, and I think that's part of it. But there's nothing that happens in baseball that is not well planned out.
Yeah, and the holding the runner on thing, you know, to me that's like when teams shift and then get upset that a guy bunts, you know, the other way. And it's one of those things. They're watching each other. They're watching what's happening on the field, and they're going to react to it. And that was another good point. I mean, it is Greinke on the mound, and it's 8-0, but you never know. We've seen weirder things happen in this game. So.
Well, boy, absolutely. All right, there was a moment last night you wrote about in the blog, and I want to at least acknowledge it. Very important with Bruce Bochy and his son, Brett Bochy. This is one we've all anticipated, and it came to fruition last night. What did you learn about it?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what Mother Bochy thought about about the father bringing the son in with the bases loaded again. But I thought he handled himself well. I mean, that's a really tough spot to come in, and obviously the nerves are going to get to you the first time out. But he got out of the inning. He said afterwards it was important to him to get out of Mike Kickham's inning and help out a guy who has been with quite a bit in the minor leagues. So he did a good job there. You know, he made a bad pitch to Scott Van Slyke, and you pay the price for it at this level. But it was cool to see. I know it was something that I think we talked about on your show a couple weeks ago, that Bruce had pushed for that even before September 1st. It was something he wanted to do, and I think his son earned it. I think other guys who were up here earned the right to be here, and the Giants did a nice thing in rewarding a lot of guys. And it's always cool not just to see Brett's reaction, but I talked to Chris Heston last night for a couple minutes on our way out of here, and you know he just couldn't stop smiling. So even a night like that, I think you always have to remember some of these guys. It's something they'll never forget.
Well, Heston may be in the plans. I mean, Heston was very important. He had a clean ninth inning.
Yeah, he's had a really good year, and somebody who was in the plans at least last spring was somebody we were looking at, and hasn't really happened for him yet. But you never know. We've seen guys late in their careers and later in their 20s and their early 30s kind of figure it out. So it's one thing where you never know if he's going to break through. You never know if you're going to get on the field, and we've seen other guys. We saw Jarrett Parker come up for a couple of days and not get out there. So for those two guys, I think it was nice just to get that. They're in the record books. They've played that game, and they can always say they pitched in the major leagues.
Well, Alex Pavlovich with us. Alex, so the remnants of the loss last night, and I did the show last night. I said, all right, we know they lost. They got killed. But what did you learn from the game last night? And I'll throw that question to you. Anything learned from the game last night?
I think we learned a little bit about Zach Greinke and just kind of the competitor he is and going out there. And obviously we knew that already, but it was pretty impressive to see. It's pretty tough when you get a lead like that. It's a weird thing to say, but guys let up a lot. And we talked to Ryan Vogelsong about this quite a bit because he's had a few. He doesn't get a lot of runs, but every once in a while it seems like they get a ton for him. And he's told us it's hard when you get that lead to keep your focus. And Zach did last night, and then to go out and get a couple hits like that. I think, you know, we always talk about Kershaw, but you have to remember it's a two-headed monster there, and that's what makes him so tough. They have both those guys going 40% of the time. And from a Giants standpoint, I do think there has to be some concern about Tim Hudson. It's three starts now in September and 14 earned runs, I think, and only 12 total innings. So last night, certainly, he didn't get any help from Angel Pagan, and it was just a rough one for him all around. But this is a guy who's up there in age, and this is a guy who's thrown a lot of innings this year and is coming off an injury last year where he didn't pitch a full season. So you're talking about September here, and I think the next one for him is really important to see where he's at.
Yeah, he hasn't won at home since June. I saw that stat last night on MLB.com. So that is something to look at. But there were some parts of last night's game that made me think, well, this is a pennant race, and you just have to take one game and throw it out, and you come back the next day, and look who you have to face the next day. The best pitcher on the planet, but your guy is pretty good. And as the guys here, Bam Bam and Wotus, set it up, Petita's done some amazing things. So maybe this is one of those Sunday confrontations that we always love in baseball.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get from Petita. I think we've seen some really rough ones, but for the most part, it's been really good. So he certainly has the toolbox to go out there and match Clayton Kershaw today. And I know that would surprise a lot of people around the country, but we've seen that the last month. I mean, he's capable of going out there and keep him in this game. And the other thing, you know, the Giants have beaten Kershaw five times, so it's not like he's unbeatable. You just never know. We saw what happened to the Dodgers the night before, and you think all the momentum's going one way, and then they come out and they completely forgot about the last night's game. And yeah. I think the Giants will do the same thing. It's obviously a lot tougher when you're facing Kershaw. If you're in Vegas right now, I wouldn't bet on them just because there's nobody better on this planet than Kershaw right now in terms of pitching. But you never know. You always talk about it. It's why we cover the games. It's why we watch them, because anything can happen today.
Yeah, no, that's a story of baseball. How do you see the rest of this race? You and I have talked about it quite a bit over the year. I always appreciate your comments on it. Two back right now, 14 to go. Road trip coming up. The Dodgers have a road trip. They've lost probably their number three starter. Could be for at least a start or maybe more. He's going to have an MRI. How do you size this one up now?
Well, today would be huge if they can somehow get it. There's a big difference between one back and three back when you're talking about 13 games left. Right. And really, you know, you look at the standings, you have to start looking at that games left column, because they're running out of time here to make up ground. And knowing you have to face Kershaw again in Los Angeles and have to face Greinke again, and just knowing that as good as this team's been playing for the last month, you don't go, you know, usually don't go 12-1 or 11-2 to finish the year. And I think San Diego's going to be tougher than people expect too. That's a team that pitches well. So you're starting to run out of time here, but the good news is you mentioned the wild card standings. That seems pretty clear now that they would really have to collapse epically to not be in that game. So they're still in a good spot. I think everybody in there realizes it. They weren't expected to win the West. So if they can go out there and beat Kershaw, if they can go out there and win this division, great. But if not, I think they're still in a good spot. And really, with the lead they have, you can kind of set yourself up for that wild card game if you have to. So they're not talking about that yet, but I think we do, and it's something fans are doing. And I think they have to feel pretty good about where they are right now.
So for you, no more days off, I hope, right? You're here till the end now, right?
That's it. That Diamondbacks game on Thursday, that'll be it'll be better than 2012, because I made the mistake of working like the last 17 or 18 right. games of the season that year. And
you're not a rookie.
Yeah.
This is your junior year, you know that.
Not as young as I was 2 years ago. So I think I ended up working like 47 straight days to end the year. But I took a couple days last week. I'm ready to go. And we have a day off next week, which comes at a perfect time.
Yeah, you were rookie of the year, you know, in 12.
Yeah, I had a Joe Panic type year.
All right. Speaking of Joe Panic, any chance? No, there's no chance, rookie of the year. His numbers are just fun, but they're just players who played the whole year way ahead of him.
His numbers are huge for the Giants. It's huge for the fan base. I think it's big for the organization to have that guy going forward, and especially a guy who's not going to be arbitration eligible for a couple of years. To have him and Crawford in the middle of the infield is really huge when you're talking about building a lineup and building a team. But it, you know, he just hasn't played the whole year, and Billy Hamilton's going to steal 60 bases. Yeah. Jacob DeGrom is going to finish with an ERA under 3, I think, in probably 23 starts. So it's going to be just too tough for him to make up ground there. But, hey, he could finish third.
You mentioned it.
Yeah.
We didn't think that was going to happen in July 1st, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we're going to have a Giant maybe finish third in the Rookie of the Year. So that's something you didn't expect.
And maybe even in Cy Young. Maybe could be in there in the top 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there, Bumgarner.
I have a vote, and
you got Cueto, Wainwright, mm-hmm. Bumgarner, and Kershaw. That's about it.
It's a pretty incredible group there. I think there's a clear front runner, but the other three are grouped pretty close together. People always talk about September for MVP votes, but I think from a pitcher's standpoint, a lot can happen in one start. So for Bumgarner, the next two and maybe the next three, I mean, he has a chance to win 20. So
wow.
Big final stretch for him.
All right. Hey, Alex, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you next week, obviously on the phone when you're down in San Diego. And have a good day today.
I will. You too.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich. Always nice to have him on Sunday morning. He is the closing act after the school is in session. So appreciate him being here. All right.